And so she had a special porridge pan.
She had a special porridge pan, yes. She used to put water in first and then milk and water and then sprinkle her oatmeal in, you see, and it kept boiling.
And then she'd stir it while it was coming to the boil.
Mm. And then keep...
And did you reckon have a hook that moved up and down?
Yes.
So that when it was boiling, if you wanted to cook slower, you could lift it up further.
Yes.
And did you have much in the way of... I mean, did you have special cooking knives and ladles and things? Wooden spoons?
Yes, we had a wooden spoon. I don't think without any... out of ordinary, you know.
Nothing different from what we use
today. No, but they wouldn't be made of stainless steel. Some of them would be made of lead, I think.
Would they? Yes. That wouldn't be very good for you.
It wouldn't, would it? But there were spoons made of lead.
Yes. You didn't make your own spoons?
No.
No, because there are some places where they did make spoons.
Oh, yes.
Now you told me that you had porridge for breakfast. Did you have anything else with the porridge?
We used to have a porridge and we had bread and jam.
Yes. You didn't have marmalade?
No. Well, if it was marmalade time, you see. But that was the normal breakfast.
You didn't have bacon.
And we had the porridge in basins.
Yes.
And to spare washing up, you see, we didn't have cups. Tea was put in the basins, you see, to soup tea out of, you see.
So you ate your porridge first and then had your tea out of the same one?
Yes.
Yes.
They wouldn't today.
Did you have butter with your bread and jam?
Oh, yes, because we produced it, you see.
Yes, yes. And that would be breakfast, and then your next meal would be dinner, would it?
Yes.
What time did you have that?
Oh, generally about 12, you know, 12.
Mm.
And it would often be mashed potatoes and bacon.
Yes. Was that your main meal of the day?
Yes.
Yes. And can you think of other things that you had apart from mashed potato and bacon?
Well, there was plenty of turnips, you see, and you grew your own cabbage in summer and your own vegetables for summer.
Yes.
Especially in wartime.
Yes. And did you have other forms of meat other than bacon?
Well, we just used to get a joint of meat for at weekend and have it cooked on for Sunday. And then it would be cold for Monday and rest time would to make out with bacon, you see.
Yes.
And then probably have an old hen now and again. And
yes. It just,
but not as much variety as there used to be.
No. And when you had your joint, would it be mutton or beef?
Well, varied in wartime, it wasn't much.
Well, no, it was very small in wartime, wasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. But we used to have a feast when they killed pig, and then it was sort of a feast and a famine, if you...
Yes, you ate it all.
Well, you had to do, because...
You couldn't keep it.
No, salt was the main thing to keep, preserve it.
Yes. Did you have... were you able to eat your own lambs, or did they all have to go?
Well, you couldn't in wartime.
You'd be in trouble. So you had to sell all your lambs and then buy back from Mr. Heseltine in Horton, was it?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Did you have a pudding with your main dinner?
Mostly pies. You see, you would cook about 6 or 7 pies, and they lasted a week, and you had that for to finish your main meal with.
Yes.
Sometimes there'd be rhubarb when it was that, and plum and apple, chiefly apple in winter.
Yes. And did you have anything between breakfast and dinner? Did you stop for a cup of tea or elevenses?
Difference of homes there was. They used to call it drinking. Some people call it bagging.
Yes. Bagging.
Yeah. 11 is sort of... Some folks call it 11s, don't they?
They do, yes. Yeah. But you called it drinking.
Drinking time.
And what time was that?
About 10 o'clock.
10. Yeah. And then after dinner, did you have anything in the middle of the afternoon?
No, tea time was always 4 o'clock.
Four.
Mm. You finished main day's work, really, like, you know.
Yes, and what did you have for tea?
Bread and jam and a few cakes, what we, you know, used to bake a good supply of cakes to last a week.
Yes.
Sometimes it didn't.
Did you have cheese? Because you would have made your own cheese, were you not?
Yes, my mother used to make cheese. Well, I made cheese here and make your own. It was on type of Wensleydale.
And did you eat that with your cake?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. So tea time would be bread and jam and cake and cheese?
Yes.
Yeah, and tea.
Tea, yes.
And then did you have anything before you went to bed?
Oh, yes, you had a light supper. You didn't cook like they do today, you know, the different attitude. But generally, again, it was like bread and jam, and some people had oatmeal porridge at night, you see, but we didn't.
Yes. And what about eggs? I mean, when did you eat eggs?
Oh, well, they were precious because, you see, they were sold to buy your groceries in, along with your butter.
Yes.
They had to pay for your groceries, and you just got an egg now and again.
Yes, so you used them in cooking.
Yes.
And otherwise you didn't have boiled egg or...
Well, not...
Very often.
Not very often, no.
No. That would be a treat, would it, if you were poorly?
Yes, yes.
Yes. Did you have a particular day for baking?
Well, we had, and it was always Thursdays.
Was it? Yes, yes. Mm. And what did you bake?
Well, we'd set off with pies first, pastry.
Yes.
And then pies, and then we'd probably bake Eccles cakes.